Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. 636 CJHL alumni are currently playing NCAA Division I hockey. That's 39% of their league. Joining us now is the current chairman and board of directors for the Maritime Junior Hockey League, Dave Ritzy. Dave, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Gino.
Dave announced just about a week ago that Truro, Nova Scotia is going to be the host city for the 2017 World Junior A Challenge, and you are the chair for the local host committee. What are you feeling right now? Relief that you got it, or incredible pressure and like, why did I get myself into this?
I think a little bit of everything, to be honest with you, Gino. I mean, you know, we even sent out an article today just around the overwhelming support of the community, and we want to make sure that we had the best product on the ice, obviously, but off the ice, and being able to show off our community is at this level is exciting. I mean, when we get we are told by Hockey Canada that we had this event, it was pretty exciting. So we knew going in that there'd be a lot of excitement around the community, and there's just that right now.
Historically, the tournament's had an economic impact of somewhere around $3 million to the host city. Explain to us some of the benefits this tournament could bring with it once it's all said and done.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to bring different people to our community, and that's what we want. We have a beautiful facility in the Rath Eastlink Community Center that was built more than three years ago now, I guess. And you know, it's that setting, and our community is the hub of Nova Scotia, so we're right smack in the middle of Nova Scotia, and you know, it's exciting for our community. It's going to bring business to our restaurants, our hotels, and our local businesses. And from the impact perspective in the past, it's exciting for our community.
This tournament's also going to affect you on a very personal level, as it's going to serve as the catalyst for the establishment of the Jed Ritzy Legacy Fund in honor of your late father. Tell me about that.
Well, it's it was something that was approached to me after I said I would do the chair of the host committee, and I said, you know what, let me sit down and talk with the family and see what their interest is. And more so my mother, Betty, and she was, you know, very supportive of the idea. And I think, you know, my dad was a pretty modest individual, you know, has done a lot with not only here in Nova Scotia, but with Hockey Canada as well. And, you know, and the CJHL, really, because he was part of the Maritime Hockey League just before his passing. But what this legacy will leave behind is my dad always believed that every kid should play. And should have facilities to play in, should have equipment and all that fun stuff. So it's the catalyst around anything to do with development, you know, hockey player development, as well as you know, servicing some people that really need it to enjoy the sport that he loves so much.
The World Junior A Challenge has been something that's really been building momentum over the last few years. Again, a tremendous success this year. How much did you follow it closely this year, and what were you able to learn from it moving forward into your event next year?
Well, you know what, we've grown a relationship with past host Bonneville group. We went out to Bonneville and enjoyed the event, even then without really knowing if we had the event or not. But we wanted to make sure that we knew what was going on, and our I's dotted and our T's crossed if we did end up getting the event. And they did a tremendous job out there. As for locally, we had Yarmouth host it 2 years in a row, and you know, it did tremendous things down in their neck of the woods, and it put, you know, the Maritimes on the map again. And they are very supportive as well for, you know, providing information for us. So I felt that we were prepared when we announced it. Now it's the work boots are put on and the work hat, and we got to get at her. But, you know, we got a good group right now. And with more than 85 volunteers currently signed up, it's pretty amazing the commitment from the community.
And I hear congratulations are in order. This is the 50th anniversary of the Maritime Junior Hockey League. Talk to me about some of the events that have occurred this year.
Yeah, you know what? The Maritime Junior Hockey League has gone on for 50 years. It's hard to believe. you know, our owners and our teams have been engaged with various local initiatives, you know, honoring you know, past members of their current rosters or current team, sorry, and their core, and respecting the people that, you know, started from pretty much day one to where they are today, and showing that respect. As well as we had our showcase, we implemented that back in. We felt that, you know, that's an offering that our players really liked in the past, and it was an opportunity for our owners to, you know, jump back in, let's show off our talent and to the various scouts and colleges around here as well as south of the border. And you know what, we had a player on Candice this year, and that made a major contribution, and you know, there's some interest from south of the border as well as the NHL and some of our players. So it's those are the types of things you need to do, and you know, just having it to be our 50th anniversary, it's exciting for sure.
Dave, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Again, congratulations on being named as the host of the 2017 World Junior A Challenge. We appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate everything you guys do too, Gino, so thank you very much for having me on.
That was Dave Ritzy, the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Maritime Junior Hockey League. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.